For several years, I visited a dentist who had an employee that loved to give praise and encouragement. My cleanings were scheduled about every 6 months, and so like clockwork, I went, and she would constantly tell me how good my teeth looked, how white, how straight. She praised everything about my teeth genuinely and often. I was hoping to get clean teeth, but I was also hoping to do things to eliminate pain and to prevent future cavities. So I often would ask for advice on how to take better care of my teeth or to eliminate this pain. Nevertheless, she just continued to praise without offering any real ideas for betterment or education on how to maintain my white straight teeth. One day I had to use a different dentist. So I went to a separate office miles away from my regular dentist. After taking x-rays and cleaning my teeth, this dentist and his assistant both offered several tips and ideas to improve my teeth. Unsolicited and solicited, they gave advice. Try an interdental brush instead of flossing for some of the challenges you're having with your teeth. Use this type of toothpaste because it will help with sensitivity. Avoid these type of foods or acidic drinks. This dentist offered no praise, but massive education and concern. So my question to you is this: which approach works best in dentistry? Or which approach works best in marriage? What about in raising children? Or at work? Or with friends? Or in any phase of your life? Is it best to just simply encourage and to find all the good in others and tell them about it? Or should we constantly find the challenges and then seek to give the education, whether it's solicited or not, on how a person or organization can improve? My wife and I, for years, have, when we visit a restaurant or maybe a trampoline place or something, or wherever we go with our family or together as husband and wife, we often will look at the business entity and then begin to critique it. Oh, wow, they're doing this really well with marketing. Or look how they've decorated here. This is quite an ambiance that they've created. This is amazing, the food that they have here. Or whatever it may be, we look at their marketing, their salesmanship. We look at the employees that they've hired. We look at the overall brand that they're creating or have created. And then we kind of give ideas on how maybe we do things better or what we can learn from them. It's a fun game. It's a fun thing, but it can get a little out of hand. If we're not careful, we can think that we're better than. We can think that we have all the ideas in the world. And that can carry over into marriage, where we constantly critique or look at our marriage in comparison to others, our spouse in comparison to others. Well, going back to my questions about which approach is best, you might know by now that I'm very much a and instead of an or type of person quite often. I think both approaches are awesome. Both of these dentist offices have been terrific in many ways. And what I've learned is one approach isn't better than the other. Married individuals are often benefited by not only discerning the challenges and then offering hope and solutions, but by extending constant and true encouragement. That means we don't want to just tell someone what they want to hear. We want to encourage them in a true light. Let them know what we really appreciate about them. Not superficially, not about just their hair color or about their body size or something like that. But rather, we want to give genuine encouragement based on who they are, which is much different than what they look like on the outside. Here's my question for you. Which dentist are you most like? Or dental assistant? Are you ready to add another approach to your marriage? One dentist finds the good, one fixes, but both are genuinely needed. Good luck.